Hello,
and welcome to the only podcast on the internet starring Ollie. I'm Ollie.
I'm Ben.
And we've just watched the latest episode of The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Episode 11. What did you think?
I loved that one. That one was great. Loved it.
So this is the one in which we focused solely on Negan's compound.
Eugene and Dwight.
Yeah. Dwight dealing with the aftermath of Daryl leaving and his wife.
Sissy? Carrie? Cossie.
Kemby. Coco. I think it was Coco.
Coco.
His wife Coco has finally fled the nest, and we find out that she also relieved Daryl of his capture. She released Daryl.
Yeah.
We also had Eugene being sort of courted by some of Negan's wives, and they try and convince him that they're helping one of the wives commit suicide, whereas actually they want to try and poison Negan.
I think it was just a ruse.
A ruse.
I think maybe it was a test.
You think Negan put it?
Mm.
You think that maybe Negan has instructed his wives to?
Yeah.
He turned up afterwards. So because at the very end of the episode, Negan turns up in Eugene's nice new quarters, interrupts his pickle eating to sort of issue the last kind of test of whether he's Negan or
which not. Which Daryl was like, "I'm Daryl."
Yeah, couldn't have been more different. Mm. Whereas Eugene was sort of interrupting, couldn't have said Negan fast enough. In fact, he seemed to go even a bit further than he needed to. I don't know if you're supposed to think that. I mean, he's definitely not bought into it, has he?
No, he's just.
But he's just being.
He's just like, I've got to do this.
I've got to be
to
the biggest pussy of all time,
yeah,
and convince Negan that I'm no threat whatsoever. So, yeah, I mean, it was a much better episode
than the previous
one, which we'll get onto in a bit. But can't help but think it's better because it's in a place, it's a bit tighter. The character, I mean, Negan's around, which is always good fun.
The episode before this, I couldn't even get through.
I didn't finish it.
It was so dull.
How far did you get?
He had met the group of women. No, he had met that new group with the robotic lady.
Oh, we own your lives. That lady.
All I kept
Would you like to buy them back?
Oh,
she's like one of those sort of speak and spell programs.
She's like Tilda Swinton.
One, two, three. Yeah.
And I just got I was just bored.
It's like Tilda Swinton. She's a bit Mia Jovovich as well.
And they didn't. A lot they weren't a threat at all because straight away, Rick was just kind of like
goofy.
Oh yeah, who cares? They're all right. We can convince them.
Because they ended on him smiling, and it maybe led you to believe there was something he'd seen, or some reveal that would be obvious in the next bit. But he's just smiling because he's a cocky piece of shit now,
and you thinks. Said that
Morgan. Yeah, there's a line that maybe you didn't see between him and Gabriel, where Gabriel was like, "Why were you smiling, Rick?" And he said, "Cause someone convinced me that one day an enemy can become a friend." It's like,
That's what I thought about the last episode. It was so soap opera-y. And so
what?
Soap opera-y.
Soap opera-y.
I mean, it's not a word. But I'm going to use it.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. Soap opera-y.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a soap opera.
Yeah.
It was just, and I just find it's so unwatchable now because it used when they were on the farm. And
hey, that episode was unwatchable, but you've just said that last one was pretty good.
No, that last one was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because this is what I was going to say, when they have kind of like scenes with two people, then it's good.
Right.
If they follow two people.
Mm.
But it's kind of when it goes all over the place.
When you've got
Rick in a group full of people and he's got all his Michonne there and it gets a bit too...
It didn't feel like The Walking Dead, that whole thing with the new group. Mm. Didn't like them at all. But it was like... I mean, I think possibly spoiler alert, what they might be doing is... What I was about to say...
Right, yeah.
We're recording this on my phone, and unfortunately it rung. It's very much amateur hour here. But what I was about to say was... spoilers for those who haven't read the comic books, but it seems like the only thing that would make this new community make any sense is if they're supposed to be a sort of precursor to the Whisperers.
Yeah, but...
And they're already a bit weird,
so maybe
it won't take much more for them to go full-on fucking...
Well, when they do the time jump.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, who is the leader of the Whisperers? And then it'll be like, oh my God, it's her!
Yeah.
And then you'll go, oh God, not her.
Mm.
Oh God, no, I couldn't stand her.
We own your lives.
I am over now. Oh, no thanks.
And what was their philosophy? We don't bother.
I don't know.
We don't bother, we just take. What does that mean? Because the whole thing was that they had been waiting for...
Say barter or bother.
Bother. So they don't... I think I've got this right... They were waiting for Rick and Aaron to go and get the stuff from the boat. And then they would just steal it from them. Like, they were just waiting, watching. It wasn't their stuff that...
So they had nothing to do with the note?
No. Oh. That was some crazy guy who was hoarding stuff. And they knew the stuff was there, but they were waiting for someone else to go get it so that they could steal it from them and not bother. Right. I think the idea is that they don't...
Foolproof plan.
They don't endanger... They let someone else do the danger. But isn't it dangerous to go and break into someone's camp and steal their stuff?
And do they know that there's, like, loads of other communities? Because otherwise they'd be thinking, well, there's quite a lot of us. There can't be that many people that have...
I have no idea. It's like they've been setting up something, these borderline kind of believable camps, like the Hilltop... And the kingdom.
Yeah.
Even though the kingdom's got some of this, you know, slightly weird or very weird leader, and
it's still a little bit camp.
It's still kind of believable. But these guys,
no,
they're all like I've said before, it is a bit like they've landed on a planet in an episode of Star Trek, and it's like, this primitive society, you know, doesn't bother the natural environment. Well, they only steal. Their socioeconomic structure is entirely built on a barter system. This is very, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
And we must study this
kind. And it's become their, like, go-to thing. Like, when they can't really think of anything, they're like, oh, well, let's have them go here. And then it's just a completely different... Like Tara,
and Heath. Yeah, it did remind me of that.
They just make up somewhere for them to.
They're
go.
Adding. This just makes me think that when they try and put something new in that isn't in the comics, sometimes they change things up and it works. Sometimes, like Daryl's not in the comics, and that's a good character, and you know he's a bit boring now. Maybe.
I got my crossbow back.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But you knew that's whenever someone's weapon gets taken away, you know that, because I mean Morgan's stick has been taken away now. And,
yeah, but I cared about that. I know the backstory. He's got a connection with it.
Yeah.
But Daryl doesn't. Not with his crossbow.
But it's iconic.
But I want my crossbow. And I want my motorbike. I don't need anything else. Just give me that.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's a bit boring now, but he's not like Oceanside shit,
which is the community
that only had women. And again, it just, when he tries to come up with, maybe it's not him that's coming up with him. Well, maybe I'm attacking Robert Kirkman for no reason. But the Walking Dead show in general, when they try and come up with a new group, it's very often a bit. I mean, Terminus was okay, I guess.
And that was but that wasn't a new group, was it? That was still based on a place in the comics. It was still based on the cannibals in the comics.
But
they just took it to a different place.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that was more of a remix than a brand new idea.
Mm.
Whereas this, unless they're doing a sort of prequel to the Whisperers. What were they going on about? I have no idea what this group is meant to be.
What were they going on about? This is when I sort of lost interest. When Daryl was talking to someone else about Carol and what to do with Carol, and he was like, "You can't kill her," or something like that. You can't leave her.
Oh, yeah, Richard's plan. Richard, the guy in the kingdom who wants...
He looks a lot like the governor.
Sure. He wants real bad for King Ezekiel to go to war with the saviors, and he's noticed that Ezekiel really likes Carol. So his plan was to... make it so that the saviors attacked Carol, right. And Carol and killed her, and that would make Ezekiel think, ah, fuck this noise, and then go into war. Mm.
And then Daryl's like, no, I love Carol.
And I love Carol.
She's my mummy.
She's my mummy that I occasionally sort of flirt with a bit.
I want to suckle on her teat, just like where it's all safe with my crossbow.
It was a bit of an odd scene because I didn't understand whether Richard knew that Daryl would know Carol, but he must know that he's from the same group. So was he trying to just say, oh, there's just, you don't know her. You don't know her. There's just some chick out there.
Right. I can't remember.
And then he was like, what's your name? But he described her perfectly. Like, there could only be one of this.
Yeah.
So it was a bit odd.
I'm bored, except if it's one person in this world.
Yeah.
Oh, her name's Carol. What?
What?
How dare you?
And then there was a scene, I suppose it was quite nice, between Carol and Daryl where he lied. She didn't like it.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it.
I gave up. I was bored.
There was a scene where Daryl went and visited Carol. And it was a nice huggy wuggles.
Did he walk in really slowly? And was it like looking at each other? Like,
yeah, yeah. Hey. And then huggy wuggles.
Yeah,
and
then, nice time out here. Hey, Daryl. Take a seat. Really slow. Sit down. Quick flash of a zombie outside to show there's still zombies.
No, you're incorrect about that. Okay. So right. Eat your humble pie. Right, okay. They just went straight in for the...
Oh, okay.
For the huggles, and then there was a conversation. Basically, Daryl lied to Carol about what happened, and he said that they've killed the saviors and it's fine, everything's fine.
But it's not.
Well, clearly, he doesn't tell her about Glenn. He doesn't tell her about.
Oh, does she not know? No, she doesn't know.
Doesn't know any of that. So she was like, she asked him, you know, is it okay? Did they survive? What's happened? And he thought about it for a second, and he chose to lie.
Oh.
Because I guess he knew that if she knew what the truth...
Well, I mean, she's never going to find out, is she? She's never going to...
No way.
That's never going to come back and buy him on the arse.
Absolutely no way.
Wait a minute. You told me that I did it to protect you, Carol.
I love you, Daryl. I'm just going to put this on.
You watch. They'll just get close. They'll just get close and then it'll be like, you lied to me.
Mm.
And everyone will be like, yeah, they're gonna kiss.
What? No, I don't think it's going in that direction. Yeah, Carol and Daryl.
Yeah, Carol and Daryl.
No.
Carol and Daryl.
Carol and Daryl.
Carol, Daryl. It's hard to say in both.
It was a shit episode, yeah.
Yeah.
And that bit where they pushed him into a garbage pit with some sort of mega zombie.
I heard about this.
Did you not see that scene?
No.
You quit like 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was straight out of some sort of really campy sci-fi movie of the week kind of thing. Like, whoa, let's see if you've got what it takes. And then she pushed it. So you don't know. You don't know that what she said, the worst line possibly in Walking Dead history. No. She said, like gesturing to Rick, she went to one of her, like, underlings. Mm. She said, show him the up, up, up.
Oh, yeah, no, I did see that, yeah.
Show him the up, up, up. And you think, oh.
Show him the up, up, up.
What's the up,
yeah,
up, up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just a, it's just a little, it's just a pile of garbage. It's just a bit higher up. That's all it is.
Oh, so I thought I couldn't hear her properly.
No, she said the up, up, up.
Up, up, up.
Up. That's what they call going up.
But they're not like cavemen.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
And they talk in this weird...
Show him the up-up-up.
It turns out the up-up-up is just like a thing where they can see...
Oh, my God.
They can see a bit higher. and then she's like... She wants to... it's like, show me if you're... that you've got what it takes. And then she like pushes him into this pit. And there's a sort of mega zombie with all these like spikes coming out of it, and he has to. And there's no way that he can escape because all the garbage is. And he's like clambering around, and then eventually, Michonne says something like, "Use the garbage," and then he's like, "Oh yeah," and he kind of hits the walls, and loads of garbage comes down and pins the zombie.
I think that's a metaphor of how they wrote the episode.
Yeah.
I think they poured out a load of shit.
Let's see how far... Let's see if we can have Rick literally writhing around in garbage. Show him. And see if people will watch it. Let's see if we... Let's make us say, show him the up. We haven't got a line in there.
Get in the brum, brum, brum. Get in the brum, 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 go to the up.
Yeah, like they asked for guns at the end. It was like... She should have been like, we need bang, bang, bang. We need lots of bang, bang, bang.
Do you mean guns? We can work with these people.
It was... it was...
Sounds dreadful. I'm glad... It was
real bad. I mean, that actress, she's weird. Mm. If she was given some good material, then I think she could be...
She shaved her hair for it, though, didn't she? She got a terrible haircut for it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Terrible.
Real bad.
But, I mean, I don't know, I've seen quite a few people with haircuts like that.
I don't think she's... I think, given that she had to say, show him the up, that she's doing a pretty good job. She's just been given terrible lines. Mm. Like, we own your lives.
Yeah, no.
She's obviously been told to speak weird. Yeah. Like, just deliver... I think it's almost like... the Lex Luthor in Dawn of Justice. Like, my theory is that Jesse Eisenberg thought, these lines are fucking shit. Yeah. I might as well deliver them like a crazy person. Like, no actor would ever deliver lines. So that at least people will be intrigued by how I'm delivering it.
True, yeah. Because if she was kind of like, if you have we to say, own your lives.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah. But I don't know, they've got this uneasy alliance where they have to go and get loads of guns. In order to get them to fight with... But, if you could go and get loads of guns whenever you wanted... Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's like... You don't have any guns. That's why you need people, isn't it? And so, in order to get the people, you still have to go and get the guns. And he's like acting like it's nothing. Someone says, like, how are we going to get the guns? And he's like, we've done it before. We'll just have to try. It's like... this weird optimism of like,
doesn't make any sense.
We're the ones who live.
It's so like, when they lost their guns, they're like, this is the worst thing ever. But then when the other people are like, you lost guns.
Sure. No problem. Yeah.
Easy. We've done it before.
We've done it before.
Oh, God.
Carl. It's a perfect example, considering that this episode was pretty good.
Very good. I liked it a lot.
I liked it.
I didn't really like the montage-y bit with Dwight, and he's like going up against the wall like he's in a Nickelback video. And what it's like...
that? I don't remember that.
Hey, Dwight, I know I'm a piece of shit, and I know you already think that, but just in case you read this, hell, probably won't, but fuck it.
I'm a piece of shit. and now you're a piece of shit, and you never wanted to be a piece of shit. I made you into a piece of shit because I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. You'll never see me again.
See in heaven, if ever I get there. It's a long way up from where I'm.
He's like looking at the rings, like,
oh God, I know.
How do I live without you?
Gets an old fag bar with a bit of a lippy on.
Bit of a lippy.
And I'm thinking, even if Hayley died, my girlfriend, she died, I wouldn't be like, oh, this is a tissue that she blew her nose on.
Mm. Well, you never know until it happens.
I mean, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't. I mean, it's mainly... It's not like I'm upset for It's not like I'm upset at Dwight for being upset. It's just a corny-ass scene. Like, yeah. I don't think anyone ever does that thing where they walk backwards into a wall...
Oh, I do all the time.
..and then sink down. Do you?
Yeah.
It's because you've seen it in movies, though.
I got a water bill. And I went straight up against the wall.
And you sunk down.
Slid down into my knees, crying. Started cutting myself again. The old scars opening up.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good.
Like a budding flower.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
So I do it, I do it all the time. Suddenly hold my head in my hands.
Very bleak image.
Like...
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe you could empathise a bit with Dwight's conundrum.
No, I could. I liked it a lot.
And what do you...
the actual...
I mean, are we...
I liked what it stood for. I like what they were doing, but the way they did it was just like, we seen this a lot.
But I felt like they were building up towards, okay, we like Dwight now. But then he just sold out the Doctor at the end.
Yeah.
He he says, what did he do? Yeah, he planted a note in the doctor's
coat. I think that's kind of like Dwight's gone too far.
Mm.
And in the end, you're like, Dwight and Eugene are the same, but then they're not. And you're like, how far is Eugene going to take this?
Right. Oh, are you talking about the scene in the end?
Yeah. So it's like they're the same. Yeah. They both started off with like this. Because obviously, Dwight started off with that intention of like, I'm not really Negan, but I'm going to fuck it up. But then by this point, he has become everything he hated. So then it's like, is Eugene going to be that? Or is he still going to stay strong and be like, no, I know what I'm doing?
Who knows? But it just goes to show, when you see an episode like this where there is stuff going on, there's characters you care about, it does sort of develop. I mean, has it developed much with Dwight? I guess it has. It feels like Dwight has been kind of teetering for a long time.
I don't know. I don't think he's got as much conviction as he does in the comics. In the comics, he's like, no, fuck Negan, I want to...
Yeah.
But in this, it's kind of like... He's wavering. You're never going to know either way. You're gonna, whose side is he on? Which will work better in the All-Out War.
Mm.
It'll work a lot better to be like, rather than knowing Dwight's on their side, to be like, who is he going to go for in the end?
Ultimately, like, yeah. But he seems to be more or less completely self-interested at this point. Rather than thinking, oh, it's dawning on me that Negan is a real asshole and I need to take him down.
Yeah.
It's just all about surviving. And I guess that's what Eugene is. That's another part of the comparison at the end. Again, tonally, it had some problems. It seemed like...
Oh, God, that weird...
It was all over the shop. And there was that weird musical cue... when Eugene had asserted himself.
Yeah, and it was like...
Yeah, and I think it was supposed to be one of those, like, Pretty Woman scenes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, where someone, like, says, yeah, go fuck yourself, and then the unassertive person pauses for a moment and then turns around and goes, actually, you're going to give me everything I want.
Yeah.
And then gives him a speech, and then he's just taking handfuls of shit just to be... I think what it was supposed to be Stella's a triumph, like a
back.
Yeah, like a triumphant moment, but he doesn't, because he's a bit awkward, he doesn't really know how to do it properly.
Yeah.
And then as he's walking away, this music kicked in, and it was like really a montage weird. Of him making pills.
And it was only a snippet of it. It wasn't very long.
No, it came in very suddenly.
But then I think it was because he was listening to music earlier.
Mm.
I think it's meant to be like he was listening to that music.
Right,
but in his it room. Didn't come across.
No,
like that.
But overall, a pretty decent episode.
Pretty good,
and it just illustrates with The Walking Dead that it's just one of the most frustrating shows because you'll see an episode
and you'll go, "Fuck it, I'm done with it." I hate this.
I'm a huge fanboy. I've forgiven The Walking Dead for so much more than most people have, and you know, quite a lot of the time when people are like, oh, worst episode ever, I have no idea what they're talking about. I think like it was great and there was some good stuff in it. Like, a lot of people are going on and on about, oh, I'm done, it's just, you know, it's just going nowhere and I'm sick of it, after the Glenn getting his head bashed in episode, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, edge of your seat.
Yeah, that was great.
Game of Thrones style kind of must-watch stuff. But... that last episode with the weird woman with the bowl haircut and this
I couldn't get through it.
Strange garbage pail kids type society that they have, and I was thinking maybe they have just
they need to have shorter seasons
really fucked
shorter
it
shorter seasons
and maybe they've really just like The Leftovers 10 episodes all of them great.
Everyone should make stuff like The Leftovers.
Leftovers, just a little side note for those who are interested. The Leftovers season 3 trailer is out.
Oh, it is good, isn't it?
It's just what The Leftovers is. It's kind of evocative, and it makes you think, oh, without really knowing what the story is going to be or whatever.
Yeah, but it's kind of like exciting, but at the same time, it's got kind of melancholy music, and you're like, you're just watching it happen. There's no like you're not
washes
like, oh.
over you. Yeah,
and you're like, of course, this is.
Makes you feel
this
something,
is coming,
like, even though you don't really fully understand what the scenes are. You're like, oh.
And everyone's disappeared, and then the people that have lived on, they've just carried on living on, and it's kind of like, oh, of course, like something else was going to happen. That was like for a reason.
Yeah.
And now everyone's just living on, thinking that, you know, oh, life goes on, but life doesn't go on. Some shit's going to go down.
Very exciting.
Yes, can't wait for that.
Beats the pants off of this Walking Dead
shit. But no, this episode was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't like Rick anymore. I find Rick so boring. Every time he's on screen, I'm just like, oh.
Mm.
He drives me a bit mad. And Daryl.
I think the acting's fine. It's just that the script... Like Michonne is great. It's just when she's been given lines to say, like, use the garbage! It's like... It was like in the Crystal Maze.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they've got that little cubby hole and they can see what the contestant is doing and they're going like, walk round, pour the water in there! It was exactly like that. She was peering through a little garbage hole. God. She went, use the garbage! And, terrible. And it made me think, he beat the zombie. Obviously, Rick survives. He pins it with garbage and cuts its head off. So have they now got to go through all the shit of making another mega zombie for the next time?
Mm.
Someone beams down from the fucking Enterprise and they have to put them through, you must go to the upper and go through the trial of the upper burp. Yeah, terrible.
Terrible. We never see him again, but we will. Hopefully they'll just be fodder.
Yeah,
so it'll just be like they'll walk in and get blown to shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this was a mistake.
We haven't watched the trailer for the next one, so we don't really know what to expect.
Last time it was just Michonne walking down a path.
Whistling.
So I tend not to watch it, yeah.
Mm. Let's pause now and watch it so that we can report on it.
It's going to be poop. What a load of shit. Absolute guff, shit, filler, crap.
Hey!
Nah, bullshit.
It's Michonne going on a road trip and being all lovey duckles in the zombie apocalypse.
Like, you can always tell when it's
And everyone's
shit.
Favourite character, Rosita, who has turned into a real asshole over the last few episodes.
You can always
More
tell.
More of her, so.
You can always tell it's going to be shit when they show, like, a weird zombie. Because it's like, that's one of the highlights of the episode, is like, you're going to get shit zombie who's like, shits himself, and it's like, blah, 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 blah. And everyone goes, holy shit, what the fuck is that, bro?
Yeah.
Like they did with the spike zombie.
The spiky zombie.
And they show it, and it's like, flashing.
It's like something out of Resident Evil.
Yeah. Oh, the new Resident Evil.
I know I queued you up perfectly, but
you did.
That's not
you
the,
really did.
That's not the podcast.
No,
not
that's
the
not.
Podcast.
But that's not the podcast. But
Resident
Evil 5 is a really, really not five. Resident Evil 7 is really, really good.
Sure, we'll get onto that on the main.
Yeah, sure. I'm just well, there you go. There's
little, shut up.
There's a little teaser, a little taster. They go, what's that? Yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
It doesn't look great. It looks like they're going out scavenging for guns. They're going to be talking a lot about how do we live.
Yeah.
And and then Rosita's going to be like, you sons of bitches can sit around doing, you know, playing with each other's tits all you like. I'm going to shoot this son of a bitch, Negan. It's just that they draw this out for episode after episode after episode. We know that eventually Ezekiel's going to join. Yeah. Even if you haven't read the comics, we know he's going to join.
Otherwise, what would be the point?
And it, like, they just talk about it for a long time, saying the same things until it comes to the point where the inevitable happens and someone says the right combination of cliched, you know, if you don't stand up to these guys, who is, or whatever, and it's like the magic wand has been waved and suddenly my mind has been changed. But people have been saying that to that character forever, and it needn't be over four episodes when it could just be over one.
Yeah. Where's Carl?
Back at Alexandria.
Oh.
Having been dropped off by Negan at the end of that last half season.
I get confused because it's all happening at the same time.
Mm.
And I'm like, Jesus, that was so long ago.
Yeah. Because we were even a bit confused when Eugene was turning up at the compound at the same time that they were finding that Daryl had gone.
Yeah.
We're like, is that at the same time? It's difficult. I find it too... I mean, I just take their word for it at this point. I don't try and figure it out too much.
You said before the episode that they're really subtle and they expect you to know something that you've seen for like 2 seconds, four episodes earlier.
Well, yeah, they do.
And in this one, they had, with the Doctor, Dwight was kind of going, I don't know why Coco would have left. And the Doctor's like, well, she came in here and saw what happened to Daryl, so she probably had second thoughts around about that time. And it's like, that was so many episodes ago.
Yeah.
And it was a little scene that you didn't, that didn't go anywhere. So you, no, you just forget about it. And then you're like, oh yeah, okay. But, and they know that you won't remember it. So that's why they've got the doctor there to go, remember this?
Mm.
Remember when this happened? It's like, oh.
But you, sometimes, I mean, it's a mixture with Walking Dead. Sometimes they spell something out, like they smack you over the head with something. Remember, this is the message, guys. This episode's about this. Remember, this is the thing that's happening. And then sometimes it's so subtle that you're left going, what was that meaningful glance at that? Like, yeah, someone will look at a pair of boots on the ground, and half a season ago someone said a line of a poem that
was, I'll always remember something, boots of old,
to do with boots and mortality. And then they'll look at it like, yeah, boots.
We're just like boots, Rick.
We're all boots.
I remember when he told me about boots.
But, you know, and those are the times where, as cheesy as it would be, you might you could even appreciate a little voiceover, remember it, like, remember that line?
Yeah, yeah. Another boots, Rick.
But it's like, they just look, and there's been so many times where I've had to Google, why did he do that? And then someone has done...
Back in season one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm a lot less optimistic than I was last
season. Oh, I'm not optimistic at all. But I will carry on watching it because I want to see the end of... And Negan's getting on my nerves a bit because he just turns up and goes, look at this smart motherfucker.
Mm.
Well. And you're like, fucking come on. Mm. It's boring now.
He's doing a lot of the same gestures. Yeah. Like that slight kind of...
Yeah.
When he sort of... sinks one side of his body down.
Ooh, look at the balls on you.
Yeah, and he kind of sinks one side and arches one shoulder and looks askance at someone. But whenever he's on screen, you genuinely feel like,
that's true.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Everyone's in danger. Like, I genuinely wasn't expecting him to throw the fucking doctor right in the furnace all the way.
And he looked right at Eugene. That's why I thought... He knows what's going on here.
Well, that's what they were doing, I think.
Yeah.
They were like, for a while, they were making you think, it was like Eugene's been tricked by the wives and now he's going to get burned.
It's like when Negan was looking at the camera, looking at Eugene, he was looking right at you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I think it was King Solomon's Temple was checking like
a chessboard. Yeah, that's what I thought. As soon as I saw that
King Solomon's Temple, checking like a chessboard. Yeah. And life is chess.
Yeah, life is chess.
But ultimately, you're only playing yourself.
Yeah, it's the Seventh Seal, Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's from a Guy Ritchie commentary.
Was it?
Revolver.
I've heard that's really, sort of legendarily pretentious.
Well, everything comes in threes, you know, three columns, masculine, feminine, child.
Oh, I think you're quite... Is that from the Adam and Joe podcast? Were they?
No, but he that's what he
does,
says.
He does say... Mm. I haven't listened to it, but I remember where they took the piss out of it. Oh, guy. But, vaguely optimistic for...
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about The Walking Dead is that sometimes it's going through a period where, it would have been great if they could have done it well. But I'm willing to sort of go, okay,
I know what you mean.
You're not very good at doing this build-up bit. You're building up to the all-out war... You're building up to where it... And then maybe
when it gets
into that next phase... Because when they were between the prison and Alexandria, I didn't like that half season at all. That was really dull.
But
then when they got to Alexandria, it picked up again.
I hope they do what they do in the comics. I hope that... Because All Out War was like 8 issues.
Mm.
And I hope that each episode is like part of the war. They don't just go one episode, bang, 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 war.
Mm.
And then the next episode, more war, and then it's resolved.
Well, that's the thing. You don't ever know when they're going to draw something out gradually and when they're going to suddenly just do something. Because there are bits where you think, God, you didn't need to take fucking 5 episodes to do that. And then there are other times, sometimes it is in the course of an episode, and you think, hey, hey, you're getting through a lot of comic there.
I don't understand why the note on the boat wasn't the robot people.
No.
I don't get it.
Even though you've won, you still lose. It said something like that, didn't it? And it had like a finger, middle finger pointing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No. Maybe I've misunderstood.
Like, I know. Instead of getting that those supplies will wait here.
We don't bother, we just steal.
We have been here for 5 years, waiting for the boatman to come from the down-down.
From the down-down. from the splashy-splashy place.
In the before times, in the long, long ago.
It just isn't believable that they... It's been like 2 years, and they've suddenly devolved into... Yeah. And it would be one thing if it was just her, and the rest seemed a bit like just normal people, but she was the leader for some reason. But it seems like they're all like...
Yeah.
We are the garbage. We are the garbage people. Take him to the upper.
It just seems a bit like, wow, you went full tilt into insanity, all of you. And it's good that you all found each other, because otherise there'd just be like weird one ways. Crazy, but like one person in Alexandria thought, going like...
I guess they thought, well, we got the kingdom and people accepted that people would be like, sire. So why not, like, a group of people that are all, like, devolved and...
No, it just doesn't feel like it belongs in the same...
Look at the shiny torches in the sky.
I mean, they're not quite, like, cave people.
No,
but the way that they talk is this sort of devolved form of... I mean, they're going to have to do a pretty good... bit of exposition to justify why it is they've chosen to.
And what if they have those people like living with them in Alexandria? So it'll be like a 5-year jump, and some of them will have lived with them, and everyone will be normal, but they'll just be kind of like, yes.
No, but I mean, I think with a 5-year jump, will go and they'll devolve even further.
Can you remember when I used to talk like that?
No, I mean, they'll be the whisperers.
Oh, right.
They'll be like full on.
Got you, got you. Alpha,
meter. We were the skins of the dead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that they think, let's introduce the whisperers.
But that bit's going to be so.
Let's introduce the whisperers right now. Why waste time?
But then
the comic book nerds will go crazy for this shit.
And it means we'll get to see her.
You'll get to see her get decapitated by Negan.
Spoilers.
Eventually. Yeah. Well, you know, we spoil.
Oh, God, Negan. They've turned Negan into a right pussy in the comics now.
Have they?
He's like, his bat broke. And he was just like, I'm sorry I never got to bury you, baby. I'm sorry I named a stupid bed after you.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Because he's been smashing brains with that thing.
Yeah.
For people who don't read the comic books, they did this short series where it was like, it was called Here's Negan, and it was the Negan origin story, which I guess some people wanted, not me.
I didn't.
But they obviously, I mean, fine, if they do a good job like establishing what he was before... And I guess it makes sense that he was kind of he was like a teacher or a sports coach or something. Yeah. That kind of makes sense. But they didn't have
I don't know, I always thought he'd be like a mobster or something.
No, I like the fact that he was mundane, that he lived a mundane life, that this world just brought this thing out of him where his kind of brand, his humour and his charisma has stood him in good stead. But they did this whole thing where they introduced the origin of... Why is his bat called Lucille? Everyone's dying to know. And it turns out he had a dying wife.
That's the obvious one, though, isn't it? Like, you didn't need to explain that. If that's the case, you're like, okay, yeah.
Why? Maybe that was like the first thing you'd think.
Yeah.
Okay, why is his bat called Lucille? His wife was called Lucille.
I'm hoping it's going to twist. So he's going to, like, gain Rick's trust finally and then just be like, bosh. And stab him in the back.
Let's hope so.
And I think that's how Rick's going to die. And then Negan's going to rule over everyone for a bit. Over all the characters you know and love.
Yeah, that would make it interesting.
It would.
I don't know how he'd achieve that, though. He wouldn't have any of his men.
But he's already getting Rick to get the people to think like Negan's people. He's already putting up propaganda of the Whisperers. And everyone starts going like, he's one of a man!
Oh, I see, yeah, they're doing a sort of paranoia-type McCarthyism.
Yeah.
It's a bit cack-handed.
McCarthyism.
Yeah, the sort of who's a communist paranoia of the 1950s.
Yes, yes, exactly that. I was thinking more the paranoia of the Thing.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Same thing, just different.
Just times. Different, just much cleverer,
sure.
I don't know. It seems like they have kind of turned him into the comic relief. In the comics, and we didn't need. I was just happy with He's a weirdo. Yeah. And Lucille is such a sort of weird, kind of a mobster type. Mm. It's like a silly name. It's like a name that doesn't quite fit. Maybe it does in America, I don't know. But to me, it seems like the sort of, like a gangster's wife would be called Lucille.
Yeah.
And so it's like...
His Gumar.
His sort of, the gangster's mole kind of, you know, she'd be like a bit of a party girl kind of on his arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's why he calls it Lucille. He's got this sick sense of humour where he likes to personify it. It's not a tribute to his dead wife. And the way he talks to Lucille is not at all sentimental. It's like...
No.
It's a weird retrofitting. Yeah, but he's
kind of like, does this thing of like, I didn't know what I had till I lost it, baby.
But it's obvious that wasn't the intended backstory from the beginning.
No,
it just doesn't make any sense. It really clangs. And so I don't know what they obviously tried to use it. They released the Negan origin story at a time in the main comics where they're trying to transfer him, it seems, from good to evil. Or from evil to good, rather. So that he's like, the wisecracking guy. You hate to love him, but you can't help yourself. No, what's he doing now?
It's like what they did to The Rock.
And it's like they're trying to humanize him.
WWE.
Is it?
Well, when he was a bad guy for ages, and everyone loved him, and then he turned him good, and then he was good, but never kind of reached the same heights because everyone was like, he's so much better as a heel.
Mm.
So then they turned him bad again.
So what sort of heel was he? Like, just super arrogant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loves himself.
Yeah, and like, yeah.
And he just plots against the...
Called himself the people's ones. Champ.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
And that was a sort of ironic thing because everyone hated him.
I think
was
so.
Meant to hate him.
I might be getting it mixed up, but he definitely did that.
I remember the people's elbow.
Yeah, but it used to be the corporate elbow.
Ooh.
Because he used to work for Vince McMahon and Shane McMahon.
Oh.
And he was like in a suit and he called it the corporate elbow.
I see.
And then he changed it to the people's elbow.
See, this is much more interesting than Lucille's backstory.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that Jeffrey Dean Morgan will stick around long enough.
Stick around. I'm sure he's batting off offers left and right.
Because just not cricket. Cricket, like, because it's like, we should have ended the episode after that last one that you said.
You always do this.
I'm sorry.
You always do this, man. I'm trying to keep up like this, you know, you're trying to go out on a bang, and you're bringing it right.
But it isn't a cricket bat, is it?
It's baseball. No, it's just a fucking baseball bat.
But if I'd said that's just not baseball,
yeah, that's not baseball. That's not a phrase, is it? Jesus.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, everyone. Join us next time.
I don't know, barbed wire, you'd say such a thing.
It just brought it back.
Oh, yes. I knew I would. I just thought.
Does it do it?
Oh, mate. Honestly, it's a talent. It's just a natural born talent.
Goodbye.
Bye.